We've got some fun things planned for the evening to help celebrate for that. So
It sounds like a blast. And so this is my, of course, first year here in Coffeyville. And so for people like me that maybe haven't been around this event yet, or people that are looking to get involved with it for the first time, what can people expect at the Scholarship Bash?
Well, you'll come in, get registered. We'd like reservations ahead of time. We pre-assign bid numbers, but you'll come in. You can pay, or we're doing something different this year. We're doing like a credit card, but it's going to be like a tab. You can put everything on your card and then pay next week and stuff. And you can pick up your items and everything and take them with you. Or you can do cash or check that night. But you'll get your bid number, your program, and a wristband. We have a wine pool. We have the Plinko game. We have a cornhole tournament going on. And Chartwell's has got three wonderful food stations for us this year. So one of them is the chicken primavera, a chicken fried steak one, and then an Italian sausage. And Chartwell's always goes above and beyond. Then Medical Lodge donates shrimp for us for the hors d'oeuvre table. And Dickie's niece makes these wonderful cupcakes. And anyone who's been before and has had one of her cupcakes, they're quite the hit too. But you come in and the doors will open at 4:30. It's 25 a person. And when you come in, the silent auction is started at that time. We have about a little over 200 silent items, and we have about 41 live items. And anyway, we eat at 5:30, then the live auction starts at 7, and we have some great items up for bid. But if you do want to make a reservation today, you can contact Krista Bromley at 620-252-7070. Or her email is bromley.krista@coffeyville.edu.
I was looking at an email I saw yesterday, and I just was kind of skimming the list, but some really cool stuff that's being given away at this auction. I saw some Red Raven Athletic merch, some other great apparel. I mean, this is a really good opportunity for one of my favorite things to wear now is my Red Raven basketball hoodie that was so graciously given to me by Tony Turner. This is a chance for you to get your own.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Very exciting.
The athletic teams have given us some great items, some hoodies, t-shirts, backpacks, different stuff. The CCC bookstore has made a couple of really neat baskets with some hats. In fact, they've got a bunch of new stuff in, so I'll put a plug in for the bookstore.
There you go. And James and Matt and I were all in Independence for the barbecue cook-off last weekend, and they had a cornhole tournament there. So I'm glad that I see cornhole tournament here because I've learned about, my mom grew up in a small town too, where cornhole was big. We play, it's a big staple of the family reunions. And I saw once again in Independence last week. I mean, not many parties get started until the cornhole tournament starts. So.
Community National Bank is hosting our cornhole tournament. And for first place, the winners receive two trophies and $200. The second place trophy and $100. And then third place is trophy and $50. And they split them. And it's two-man team. It's $20 a team. And when you come in, you can pre-register for that. And with the game, the cornhole will start at 4:30 when the doors open. It's a lot of fun things. And then we also, during the live auction, we're going to have the Plinko game. Commercial Bank is sponsoring that. And the tickets are $20 a ticket, 4 for 40, or 6 for 100. And on that, every fourth live item after it sells, we draw a number, a ticket, and the person gets to come up and they'll drop the Plinko chip down, the little Plinko, and you either have a chance to win one of two $1,000 prizes or one of these really neat Red Raven jackets. It's kind of a letter jacket style with a hoodie, real pretty. They made a new design. CJ's Threads designed it and stuff. So we're excited for that game. So we have a lot going on besides the auction. But if I could talk about some of our donors.
Absolutely.
And some of our things coming up. First of all, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you to everyone that, you know, our donors, our sponsors, our Red Raven family out there, just for everyone who's donated and helped. I mean, we couldn't do it without. And every year the foundation pays out over $200,000 in scholarships. So you guys are a big part of that. And we can't say thank you enough. We can't. But I would like to talk to you about some of our sponsors. And for the League Platinum, we have El Bandito Yankee, Mr. Jim Bob Morris. He was a past football player, a distinguished alumni, and a big supporter, and helps the college with a lot of things. Then we have the Connor Taylor Legacy Award, and that's Mike and Marcy Taylor. Their son was a baseball player here, and they have established a scholarship in his name, and every year they give a scholarship to a deserving baseball player. Then we have our Platinum is Curtis and Janice Hawshaw. They met here at CCC, and they have established a couple of, one in their name and one in his mother's name. She was a teacher. Then we have Isley's Diamonds, Gary Isley. And then we have Gillum's Liquor, Todd Sturgis. Then in the gold, we have John Deere, Coffeeville Works, Shane Bagwell. Acme Foundry, the whole Tapman family. Acme's very good to help us too. And then Kirk and Adele Nellis, and then Dr. and Mrs. Alan Gillis. And the silver, we have Marilyn Wolf, CRMC, Brian Lawrence, Judy Heiner, and then Tuttle and Associates from Austin, Texas. And JT was also a past football player, and he is a distinguished alum, and he comes back every year and comes to our golf tournament and stuff, and he's quite the character. And then in bronze, we have the Cherokee Casino, Dylan Harrington, James Radcliffe, he's a past football player, Dwight Minkey Insurance from Topeka, Kansas, ABC, Coffeeville's Christian Preschool and Child Care, and then C4 Mechanical, and that's Terry and Mike Chu. They're new sponsors for us and everything, so we appreciate them. And then Pumping Pete's, that's Gratz Peters, that's going to be the new one on 11th. And then James and Shirley Hockey, he's a past trackster, and he has established a Dean Pryor, James Harkey scholarship. And then we have some donations from Stevens Vending, Gilbert Gerler and Donna Pendleton, and Mrs. Lynn Bumgardner, and then GLMV. So those are some of our sponsors. And then, like I said, Commercial Bank, Dylan Oder is doing our Plinko, Community National, Casey Benson's doing our Cornhole. Then Mr. Taylor has loaned us the use of his trailer for the stage and stuff. Then Todd is helping it, Todd Sturgis with Gillum Liquor, he's helping us out with the beer cart and the wine pool and the bar. And then Mike McQuillan is donating the use of a fridge, and then he's donated upright freezer for the auction part. And then Monty Kaufman with Windsor Place has donated the shrimp for the hors d'oeuvre table. But then I also need to give a big shout out to our wonderful maintenance department, marketing department, Chartwells, our IT, Andrew Elrod. They've been great to work with. I mean, a majority of them have been here several years, so they kind of know, but we have several new ones. And teamwork makes a dream work. Is that how you say it? Yep,
absolutely.
But they're a wonderful team to work with, and they're great people, and they're very helpful. I would like to start in with some items. We have three guns this year up for auction. We're going to have a Henry side gate lever action 410, caliber 410, and that was donated by Diamond Alignment and Deborah Hobbs and Joe Hale. And then a Henry rifle 22 caliber Golden Boy, American made, and it's got an octagon barrel, and that's from John and Christine Lay. And then a TriStar over under 12 gauge, and that's donated by Eagle Security, Jason Kassler. And then we have a $100 gift card from Jan Ailes. That was donated by Veronica and Patty. Then two large 28-inch iron lanterns with the pillar candles in them. And that was Kyle and Carol Stevens. They always give us nice items. Then we have like a little beer caddy with some assorted beers. And that's from Candy and Scott. Then we have some baskets from Gillum's Liquor, Pink Flamingo, the CCC Bookstore, KH Designs, and KH is doing a certificate for a family photo shoot, and then Sue's made some of her great cookies, so anyway. And then we have several cute home decor items, Melinda Carr, the Scroggins, McFate's. There's been several people on that. We have several Ravenware from our athletic teams. And then CJ's Threads has made us some zip and hats and stuff too. And then the Columbus Tech Campus and Game Threads of Columbus has made a real cute kind of leopard styled cord or zip. And we have a we have a KU signed championship basketball print that Bill Self has signed, and that was donated by Jock's Niche, Phil Minton. Then we have a signed 2021 championship ball from Jay Herkelman with a honorary coach for one game certificate. Oh. So we have that up for bid. And then from Coach Tony Turner, we have a certificate for an honorary coach for a game, and then a basketball sign, and then two basketball tees. Then we have several pieces made by Wayne Joplin, a couple of bottle openers, a plant hanger, a couple of Weenie Roast Fire Marshal stick sets. Anyway, they're really cute. And then he's made a really beautiful knife with ebony handle, and it's got the sheath on it and stuff, and we've got more of a description, you know, that you'll see that night. But he's donating all of his items to go to the Richard Robson Welding Scholarship. And if you've ever seen any of Wayne's work, it's wonderful. And then we have a 6-foot wooden cadenza that was donated by D-Rail Commodity, Nick McCollum. We have a $100 gift certificate from Twigs up in Mrs. Alicia Yates up in Independence. We have a Bud Light neon light, and then a Busch light. It's a fish metal sign. And those were donated by Zach Tuggle from Best Beverage in Independence. Chemical Guy cleaning kit donated from AutoZone. And then a Ford 3/4 ton, I believe, jack from O'Reilly's. And then a really nice weld mark MIG 25 140 welder, and that's from the Thompson brothers. And Nick and Rick and Ryan and Lisa and all them are so great every year. They do a lot for CCC. And then we have a s'mores making kit with s'mores moonshine from VP or Aaron Potter. It's got a really neat little machine, and then all the ingredients to make s'mores, and that you can do it inside. Then we have 3 6-foot, there's some kind of grip mats, and a toolbox from Carter Automotive, Debbie Carter. Then we have Dina Testerman is working on a scholarship for her parents, and she has made some really cute basket sets. She embroiders towels and different things, and she's made several, and some cute earrings. Then we have a sunflower windmill and wind chime decorations from Cindy and David Baldwin. And then David is on our board of trustees. Then we have a coffee basket donated by Coffeeville Coffee Company. And then we have some Glenn Levitt, Tito's, Peach Crown Royal, Grey Goose, and that was donated by Jim and Becky Barnhart. And Becky's our board of trustees president. She's a big supporter of CCC too. So then we have 3 sets of a scarf with a certificate for sport registration for 3 sports from the city rec. So you get a scarf, and then you can sign up your kids for 3 different events, sports. Then we have a really cute Power Wheel white and black Jeep from Dr. and Mrs. Thornburg, and a large frame print. And they've decorated the Jeep with 100-year anniversary stickers, and then it's got a stuffed raven to come with it, so it's really cute. Then Vivian Frost, she works over in student services. She is a big supporter, so started a couple scholarships also. She did a really cute plant stand that's curvy, and then a big metal planter's box. And then we have a Igloo portable ice maker from Chris and Ashley Tapman. Ashley's in marketing with for us, and I've never seen one. You plug it in and you can take it anywhere, so it's really nice one. Then Kevin Hart and the Columbus Tech, they have made a cornhole set, and it has the American flag on it with Bluetooth speakers and lights on it and everything. So it's really cute. Then we have our horticulture class and Micah Metter, our grounds director. They have made 7 planters with assorted flowers and stuff in them. We have a garden bench that was made by Dr. Marlon Thornburg and Acme Foundry. And Acme made the legs and cast them here at the plant. And it's really a cute little bench. So that's kind of a special deal too. And then we have Mike and Meredith Neal, our CCC softball coaches. They have donated a Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh.
And it's 4 tickets to the Royals game, a parking pass, some Royals stuff to go with that, and then there's a $150 Visa card for food and gas at the food at the game and gas to get there. But then there's also a one-night stay at the Fontaine Hotel and a $100 food voucher, and that was donated by IMA. So we kind of put those together, and it's a little KC trip. And then this Coffeyville Tech Campus, not only with the golf cart that Mr. Shepherd donated, we've got that, but they have made a wide variety of some signs for us. All kinds of Coffeyville Community College, there's the state, there's just CCC, different ones. I think there's like 12 of them. And then Liebert Brothers and Van Oster has donated an HVAC checkup for the spring 2023. It's $125 value, but for you to get your air conditioners unit. Then Mahler Construction has donated a $150 gift card to S&S Western Outfitters over in Edna. And then we have from Ace Hardware a Traeger pellet grill. And then Frankie and Yvonne Hall. Yvonne is the student services director, and she and her husband have made a really cute zero gravity chair. And so that'll be up on for bid too. And then we have the Taste of Coffeyville basket, and we have a $300 gift card from Sonic, $100 from Taco Mayo. We have a couple of $20 from Sunflower Soda. Patriot Barbecue gave me a certificate for a family meal deal. And then L. Charles has given me $320. And Gigi's gave us a $50. Pizza Hut has done 3 family night out certificates. And then Penny's Diner has given me some. It is $800 value. So it's a fun thing. And again, we just can't say thank you enough. Not only to our sponsors, but our donors and everyone out there. We couldn't do it without you. I mean, we really couldn't.
Absolutely. Teamwork makes the dream work,
yes,
like you said.
Yes, it does. And, it does.
Ton of great stuff going on at the Coffeyville Community College Scholarship Bash, Plinko, Cornhole Tournament, Wine Pull, ton of items that you just went through at the silent auction, the live auction as well. Doors open at 4:30. While we wrap this up, Jana, if people are still looking to get tickets or get involved, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact Krista Bromley. She is the administrative assistant at the foundation office, and she's the chairperson for the auction and stuff. And her phone number is 620-252-7070, and her email is Bromley, Bromley, Krista@coffeyville.edu. So we would love to have you, and we're still taking reservations today and everything, and like we're in our last kind of to the countdown now, getting things ready and everything. But again, thank you to everybody for all your donations, all your help, and I just can't say it enough.
Absolutely. And some of the items you just went over, I'm a little jealous that I'm going out of town this weekend. So I hope that the people listening to this take advantage of what should be an awesome event.
Yes.
Jana, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
we appreciate
you. Thank
it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to get to Open Line this morning. A couple more guests on the program today. We'll hear about the Spring Fling at 9:10. We'll also have an update from Coffeyville Friends Vanivals at 10:10. I'm filling in for James this morning. We'll have more coming up right after this. It's the one and only Open Line coming up next on KGGF.